This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.3 FM HD2. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show on WWL Radio 105.2.
Three.
Anyway, it's nice to be here talking about food, about restaurants, about cooking, and about wine and all of that. And, well, you know, this week I can't say invented a cocktail, but I've come up with one that you'll find very agreeable, especially if you like Manhattans, because it's like a Manhattan, but it's not anywhere near as alcoholic. And it does.
We still have a caller.
Talking.
Can we hold off and let's just do the caller and then come back?
Let's definitely do that.
Okay.
And the question that was asked was that we are disagreeing over here as to what it was. You're looking for a restaurant to celebrate an anniversary, and you're thinking in terms of Lakeview.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be in Lakeview, and it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Looking for a little something a little less obvious, if you will. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh no.
And I don't even who's on the show with you today, Tom.
Just Marianne over here. And
Marianne, how you doing, Marianne?
Hey.
Just her, you know.
You're so much more thoughtful than Tom.
Yes.
You had to remind him that I was still here, right?
Wait, what?
I'm glad that you reminded him that I was still here.
All right, so if you are looking for something in the mid-city area, and it's going to be much more casual, there's Katie's and Francesca, which is owned by Scott Craig. Have you been to either of those?
Both
of
them.
They're all kind of neighborhood restaurants, but really good.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't thinking about that, but that's a really good idea. You know where I really want to go, but I don't know if my kids can do it, and I love the restaurant, it's Kin.
Kin?
You'd have to have a feeling.
Fill them with dumplings. I'd have to fill them with dumplings.
Yeah. Well, don't kids automatically love dumplings?
I don't know. Is it come
my
with the
kids
package?
Were.
Have they had dumplings?
I don't know. I don't think they have.
Well,
I got two adventurous eaters, and I got one that's like a grilled cheese kind of kid.
Uh-huh.
A grilled cheese kind
of
kid.
Well, we had grilled cheese kind of kids, and they like dumplings.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're getting closer.
You know what? If you want to go to Kin, it's your anniversary. I'm sure they would be able to do something for them.
All right.
It fills up pretty quickly over there,
but it is a tiny place, as you know.
Let me not draw you away from it, but that strikes me.
Yeah, you know,
unlikely.
I think I'm narrowed down. If I can get my wife and kids to agree to Kin, if not, we'll go to Katie's.
Yeah, I think Katie's is a really good. There is nothing there. I mean, everybody can find something at Katie's they'd love.
Oh yeah,
you know, for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Have you been to Francesca?
I have. Yep. Absolutely. We
very good, except for the parking.
Almost every time. Yeah. Parking is no bueno, but that's kind of par for the course.
That's a huge problem to have, but it's not really all that much of a
deterrent. Everywhere on Harrison.
People still go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just park in a neighborhood, whatever.
Yeah.
Have you guys been back to Cafe Navarre started dinner service again?
No,
they
I didn't
stopped
know
it
that.
For a little bit, and they brought it back last week. They brought it back, I think, on Thursday, so they're doing happy hour and dinner service now. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's a cute little place.
Oh, it's great. It's great. The pizzas and po'boy is really good. Yep.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
We're probably overdue to try that again.
All right,
let's see.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Any place else.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
All right, guys.
Did you
can bounce back.
Did you have another question?
Have another idea? No, I'm good. Thank you.
No, I think those are good suggestions. All right. 260-6368. Do we have another caller, Doug? Because Tom is itching, and I mean itching to get to his ad that he cut out. We do have a caller. Okay.
What color is this?
Oh, we don't. Okay.
We don't. What,
all right.
What color is this? I'm holding a pencil in my hand.
Yellow, the usual.
And it's yellow.
Yes.
It's not pink.
No. But are you gonna tell us about your color blindness?
I will if you want me to.
No, I don't.
No, I was about maybe 6 or 7 years old when I started pointing that out. That's not pink. That's,
no. No, it's the standard yellow color pencil.
Yeah. Funny.
Number two, always the same color. Did you want to talk about your ad that you've been holding?
Oh, this little ad here? Yeah, this is from a magazine in the 1970s. Let me just read what it says in the corner. Now open, et cetera, et cetera. Then it says New Orleans, and then right in the middle it has the word Jonathan. And it's surrounded by some fairly ornate
Art Deco. It's very Art Deco. Art Deco.
Yeah. And then right below that it says a restaurant. You ever remember when everybody was saying, a house full of toys? You know, everything was like that. Here,
uh-huh.
A pencil.
Yeah.
Pink. Anyway, right below that it says, a matter of taste.
Uh-huh.
713 North Rampart Street. Note that address.
Uh-huh.
586-1930. I've been cut away. What are you doing there?
I'm trying to
you're
untangle wires everywhere. Okay.
Parking,
so what is it that you wanted to say about that ad?
With reservations. It is, well, what do you think? What do you get out of this?
Anybody
remember this restaurant?
I get Art Deco more than anything else out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looks like. And I'm sure everybody who's familiar with Jonathan, and a lot of people might not be because it's a really long defunct restaurant.
Yeah. Great place to eat, though.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Didn't Tom Kalman then go to Upper Line? So
Tom Kalman himself, he was the chef.
So
here.
If you liked the food at Upper Line, then you probably would have liked the food at Jonathan.
Yeah, except that he went to this place first.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Anyway, there's one other characteristic of this.
You know, we're on radio, right?
And nobody sure knew.
Nobody can see you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
I designed this.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering why you had such fervor for that ad. Well, that's good.
I hadn't seen one in a while, and I ran into it in one of those old magazines that I've been looking at.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
that is cool.
That's not bad, is it?
No, it's very cool, I have to say.
If I say
very
so
Art
myself.
Deco-y. 260-6368. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that because you were very antsy about that for some reason, and I was wondering, what it was about
in your
that.
Life. You know, that's
yes.
Let everybody know.
I think you should. Yes, by all means.
And if that's not true, I have a pencil for you.
A pink one.
A pink
no
one.
Less. Okay. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU. We were talking about garlic bread. Also, I was talking about, I started to talk about the fact that before I sat down to do the show, I grabbed a handful of berries.
What kind?
Well, see, this is the question. I had blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
The blackberries and the raspberries were part of that 3 for $10 thing that I got suckered into the other day. Although these raspberries have held up much better than they usually do. When they get to the 2 or 3 for something stage, it means the next day they're going to be moldy. So I ran to go get some berries to have a quick little snack, and I couldn't decide which ones I wanted to have because I love raspberries. And I love blackberries. And I love strawberries. And
yes.
I don't really like blueberries so well. But I'm wondering, what's your favorite berry? Because we're supposed to eat a lot of berries. They're really good for you. And I don't know that anyone doesn't like berries. So if you had to pick just one kind of berry, what would that be?
I think it would be a blackberry.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's what I would pick. Makes good... there used to be this huge area of what do I want to call these things? Berries, kind of a field of them, about a house away from where we live, and then the guy next door to us went through and cut it all down.
Is this here or when you were a kid?
This was when my kid was a kid, and I was just there.
Yeah, well, that's still there. It did come back.
It never did get developed, but it did.
I agree. They're much smaller than they were.
They were beautiful. And then they're full of juicy. You know what else is pretty good, but you hardly ever see them, is huckleberries. I have a couple of those plants.
Well, we have them on the property, as you said, and Mary Lee used to pick them all the time, but she hasn't picked them in many years, and so I think they stopped producing fruit. I wonder if you stop picking them if they stop producing.
That could be. Sometimes
sad, like Puff the
goes.
Magic Dragon or something. Anyway, I do not like blackberries as well as I like raspberries. I think that raspberries are my favorite. They're the most fragile, but I really like them. And all of those berries that we named have that seed thing that I find unpleasant if you get too many of them. I haven't even started the strawberries. Strawberries that are Ponchatoula strawberries are kind of hard to beat. But the ones you get from California are not as good.
You know what's interesting? If you go up and down that line from New Orleans all the way up to, let's say, Chicago, you find that there's strawberries all along there.
Strawberries or blackberries?
Strawberries. And I've written a book about that. It's not a very good book, so I'm not going to tell you about it. But it's but it was a look around starting in New Orleans and going up into the Midwest. And apparently that always has been that way, that people have been growing strawberries at every level in the map, and then at the end of it, there it is, in the Panama Limited, the train would just ride right over that spot. Boy, that was not very interesting, was it?
Do you want me to be honest?
I know when I say the wrong things.
Okay, so I would be interested in hearing anyone else's vote on berries. What's your favorite berry? Because I was just talking about trying to decide which berry to grab first. And the strawberries didn't get touched, so I guess that kind of says what I'm thinking. Also, in your Gourmet Gazetteer today is a little piece about gumbo.
A little? It's a big, long one. Look, here it starts.
And it talks about how different people think gumbos have different things in them, and that there are no two gumbos alike. And that is absolutely true. And I remember a gumbo that was done by someone who really apparently couldn't decide what should be in the gumbo, so he put everything in it. And that was Chris. Do you remember Chris?
Chris.
I'm sure you do remember Chris, of course. Chris Vodanovich at Bozo's.
Yeah.
I didn't like their gumbo. I loved their food, but I did not like their gumbo.
Their gumbo was unusual. Because
Everything in the kitchen sink in it.
It had a sausage.
Yeah, it was like...
And chicken.
And it had shrimp.
Shrimp.
And it had okra.
Everything.
It was like one day...
No roux.
Is that right?
No roux.
One day, they must have had a cook in the kitchen or something who had a seafood gumbo. It's like when you go to Chimes and you're drinking unsweet iced tea. And then somebody switches the pitchers, and when they refill it, it's sweet tea. So I wonder if that's sort of how it was done at Bozo's at one time. They made a batch of seafood gumbo, and someone put it in the chicken gumbo pot by mistake, and they went, this is pretty good. Yeah. And so they had crab, shrimp, sausage, chicken, okra, and just about anything else you can think of in this gumbo. Anybody else have that opinion of Bozo's gumbo? Do you remember Bozo's gumbo? Oh. It was very different.
It was very different, but I'll tell you this before we dive into some calls on the subject. He would not give the recipe to that for anything.
That's because probably he didn't want to admit that they were two gumbos together.
Not really.
Anyway, it was not a favorite of mine, but I do have some other favorites in town, and I would like to talk about that.
Yeah, go.
What are the favorite gumbos? What are your favorite gumbos? We're going to come back and talk about what your favorite gumbos around town are. The number is 260-6368. This is WWL 105.3 HD2 FM. So what's your favorite gumbo?
Gumbo? That would be Mr. B's.
You know, I had it the last time we went. I was a little underwhelmed by it.
Oh? Hmm.
Is that your only favorite?
No.
Seafood gumbos are harder to find. You would think they would be easier to find, but I think seafood gumbos are harder to find in town.
You can't hold them. You have to sell them right away.
Okay, maybe Mike.
Yeah, if you're talking about like turtle soup, that's the one I was trying to get to. Turtle soup, that might be one of my favorites, especially in a number of places.
Okay, we'll talk about gumbo, though. So, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mike? Mike is calling us in on the blue phone.
Oh, Mark. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure what gumbo Barry had at Bozo's, but that's not the gumbo that they had. I had the chicken and andouille gumbo, which was very thin, but immensely flavorful and delicious.
Yeah, I agree.
You've never had that gumbo that had everything but the kitchen sink in it?
That was it. That's what he just talked about. That was
it. It did not have crab in it. There may have been the occasional shrimp, but it did not have crab or anything else in it. It was a chicken and andouille gumbo.
Okay, I remember you actually got a piece of crab hanging off the top of it, didn't you, Tom? Was that the place where they did that?
Where?
At Bozo's. There was like a piece of crab hanging off the top of it.
They might
and
have
then
had.
I would find chicken and sausage in there, and I'd go, what?
Yeah, I think you're remembering accurately. It was a unique place. There's no question about that. They did some things in very peculiar ways, but it was good.
And you like that one a lot. What's your current reigning favorite gumbo?
Well, my
gumbo would be Mr. B's would probably be the top of my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think
maybe Marianne, you had the seafood gumbo. I never had seafood gumbo at Bozo's.
The seafood gumbo had chicken in it. That's the weird thing. It had chicken and sausage in it.
That's possible.
No, that one slipped
I've never had that. Now, about berries. your berry dilemma. I think more importantly than the types of berries you got is where the berries came from. Now, I agree with Tom that if you could go out and pick your blackberries in the bushes next door, that's hard to beat.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Go ahead.
And I'm from Ponchatoula, so if your strawberries come from Ponchatoula in season, you really have something. And if you're staying away from the California strawberries, you're having your refrigerator. Yeah. I understand completely.
California strawberries almost feel to me like you could pick it up and throw it through a picture glass window.
Well, that's because they travel so far. Do you live in Ponchatoula now?
Yes,
call
I
that
do.
Living?
You do. Have you been to that new restaurant in Hammond 113?
No.
Yes, I have.
And what do you think of it?
We had a meal there about a week ago, and it was the food was all very good. The service was somewhat inconsistent, and the pacing was inconsistent, and there were a few oddities But I think it's basically a very good restaurant. One of the oddities is that they bring you a piece of bread that looks like a puffed up pita bread, but that's it. There's no olive oil, there's no butter, there's no accompaniment, and it was a little strange, but, you know.
I think they're having fun playing with their little oven, which is very cute, I have to admit.
They have a little oven?
It's a wood, it's a pizza oven, it's a tiled pizza oven.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all.
Where is this?
113.
113, is it new?
I think it's a really cool place.
How long has
it
been there?
And it's a place that would be great if you were on a date and you wanted to go sit, you know, in one of the many kind of cool environments and, you know, get to know somebody. But as far as the food goes, I was really underwhelmed. Have you been there a lot?
No, just the once. And okay. When we were there, there were a lot of families there, especially sitting outside.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very cool place. I mean, you definitely want to go there for sure. But I just was just like, wow, this was not something.
I think 113 will be a better restaurant in Tom's mandatory 6 months.
Okay, we'll see. I thought it's been open at least 6 months. No?
No, I don't think it has been. I think it's just under that, and I think they're still finding their place. And
okay.
Where do the raspberries that you love so much come from, Marianne?
I was talking about this the other day, that I'm an absolute sucker at the store for anything that says 2, 4, fill in the blank, or 3, 4, fill in the blank. And I was talking about the 2 for $5 Stacy's chips that I bought at Rouse's. Then I went down to Fresh Market and they had 3 for $10 berries. And so I got those.
Mm.
But I mean, you can, you know, I get those. I never buy berries just one pack. I always buy them when they're enticing me with a 2 or 3, 4. But these were actually good. The raspberries were good.
I mean, where in the United States or out of the country did the raspberries come from?
Oh, I'm guessing California. That'd be my first guess. I don't know. I didn't look. Or they could be Mexico. I mean, we get a lot of stuff from, you know, Chile and I don't know. I didn't look. Why?
Because I'm a proponent of Tom's Eat the Berries from the neighborhood. Like when I'm in the Northwest visiting my brother, they have salmon berries and I think they have huckleberries up there, dewberries. You know, eat the berries that come from the area that you're in.
Yeah, always. No matter what it is. Eat the local
stuff. And also, Stacy's pita chips are good, but I agree with Tom on that. They're a little thick and a little stiff.
Have you had their fire-roasted jalapeno?
What is this?
No, I would probably love the flavor. But the chips are a little chunky.
Yeah, that's what I like about them. See, food is such a subjective thing, you know? It's just such a subjective thing, which is what makes it interesting to talk about.
Absolutely. It is the subjective subject, and that's why you can be disappointed with a restaurant, even though they serve you very good food.
That's true, and you can get the opposite as well, and sometimes that's the worst time.
Well, see, that's the thing. Tom and I go back and forth about what's more important in a restaurant. See, I love atmosphere, but it's got to have a little bit going in the way of food. Are you yelling at us, Doug, that we need to move on?
No, he's talking to me to get me to get closer to the microphone.
Oh.
It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Not, I can't blame him. And
I'll let you go. All right, then. And,
All right, then.
If you just want lots of food.
All right, Mark.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Michael 75 is on the phone. Hi, Michael.
Michael,
hey, good. Thank you. Good afternoon. Let's see. First of all, Marianne, question for you. If you had fresh strawberries for $2.50 a pack or two packs for $6, which one would you buy?
Isn't it wonderful they have guys like this in the world?
Michael, don't blow my circuits. When you used to, you know, when we were in school and they used to do subtraction by saying, if after you get 4, take away 2, I'm shot. I think I would have to go for the 2 for $5, Michael.
Okay. I was at a grocery store today, and they had some Prosecco on sale. Big sign in front, $9.99. So I bring it up to the cash register, and it's $11.95. Of course, I caught it, because a lot of these old people like me, they don't look at the bill. So anyway, I said, what's the deal here? So the lady said, it's $11.99. You're going to pay that. So I said, get the manager. So the manager came out, and he brings a big sign out. Yeah, we forgot to take the sign down.
Ah. Well, I hope so you got it for nine. I hope you got it for $9.99.
Sorry?
Did they give it to you for $9.99?
Of course. I would have filed the lawsuit immediately.
Well, you are a lawyer, aren't you?
Yeah, that's called improper person. It doesn't cost anything. No, I wouldn't have done it. But I said, I know that you better take the sign down, because I was at Walmart a couple of years ago, and the same thing happened. I told them to take the sign down. They didn't. And about 3 days later, I come in, the same thing happened. And so I said, all these old people that you've been taking advantage of, it's terrible. I should have a class action lawsuit against you. But first of all, the eponymously named place is my favorite gumbo place. What's the name of it? The gumbo.
Gumbo.
The
spot.
Gumbo shop.
Yeah.
Gumbo shop. No,
well, because
spot.
Now
no,
what's
anything
his name?
Else.
Stop. So which Stop? One?
The one in the French Quarter. Gumbo shop. Nobody
okay, gumbo
else
shop.
In the
gumbo
city.
Shop. Okay.
That's the best
nothing.
Name ever invite and ever thought of.
Nothing compares to that. A fairly edible is the New Orleans hamburger and seafood, but everything else I don't like. They put some kind of herb in there that I don't know if it's sage or what in most places that I do not like. By the way, it was a tragic event in a place in California. We were driving there. We were 20 miles away, and we could smell this incredible smell from 20 miles away. You know the name of it? there was a big shooting there last week, Gilroy, California.
Oh, garlic! Oh. Yes, you really can smell it. You really can, yeah.
Yeah, we drove from here to San Francisco one time, and we broke down, believe it or not, near Bakersfield, and the place we broke down at, the driver who came and picked us up said, "You are about 50 feet away from where James Dean got killed on the same road." I said,
oh
that's,
really?
That's,
wow.
Right. So that was a strange.
Well, there's not much else in Gilroy, but, well, now it's famous or infamous, I should say, but the garlic is definitely a predominant feature.
Yeah.
You can definitely smell it.
Yeah, but the great thing about it, you can smell it 20 miles away.
Yeah,
it's acres and acres of gold.
You absolutely
there.
Can, yeah. Yeah. All right, Michael.
Anyway, y'all have a good day.
Thanks.
See you later. That's the food show. We're still at it, though. We still have another 25 minutes. That'd be plenty of time for us to talk.
For you to call, 260-6368 is the number.
That's us.
WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Yeah.
New Orleans hamburger. That's what we're doing.
Ah, New Orleans hamburger.
New Orleans hamburger and seafood.
And seafood.
10 locations around town.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to find juicy burgers.
And oysters, grilled oysters.
Yes, that's the new
Something
thing.
Something new.
Char grilled oysters.
I can't wait till I jump on some of those.
New Orleans hamburger and seafood also has delicious
Tasty.
Fried seafood.
Yep.
Delicious fried seafood that you can get spicy.
Mm-hmm.
They have good platters. They have specials
really
that are
fries.
Local specialties. Yeah, I know you love the fries.
They're shaped like little crescent moons, and then they drizzle them with some garlic butter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect time for that. Mm-hmm. And I think those are really good. I can't stop eating them is what I'm trying to say.
Well, good. That's a good thing to say on a commercial. So New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood has all the local specialties, good platters, good poor boys. They have salads that are really nice, fresh, crisp salads. They have a full burger menu for their crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, delicious burgers. And char-grilled oysters. So go see them. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood. There are 10 locations around town.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
We were talking about gumbo before. I'll tell you what my favorite gumbos are.
Tell me.
I think that the Windsor Court has a delicious chicken and andouille gumbo.
Really? I don't think I've ever had it there before.
Really great.
And it doesn't seem like the kind of place where you would get that, but why not?
Well, I'm a big fan of their meat and three, or their $19.84 special, where you get, you know, six or seven sides you can choose from and some meat, of which you get five or six choices. And they're incredible little baby cheddar biscuits, which are
baby
just,
cheddar biscuits.
They're scrumptious. Well, they're little. They're like maybe.
Can you get the little eggs of cheddar there?
It's really scrumptious. Those little biscuits are really great. Anyway, the Windsor Court $19.84 special, along with the sides that you can get, has a chicken and sometimes they do seafood gumbo, and sometimes they do chicken and andouille gumbo, and that is one of the three things that you can get on the meat and three. And I have often gotten their gumbo, and it's great, their chicken and andouille gumbo. Also, Trinasse, I think, has a really good one, which is no surprise.
Everything in that whole place is a turn on to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great restaurant, so you would expect them to have. And also, with a name like Trinasse, and a parent company like Stinky's Fish Camp, you would expect that they would have a good gumbo. And they do. Yeah. They have a great gumbo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are my favorites around town. Tom, you've said that Gumbo Yaya is your favorite. Okay, I'm going to say something about Gumbo Yaya that's probably very, very blasphemous.
What?
But Mary Lee and I went in there for lunch one day, and we got We got that incredibly spectacular garlic and French fry platter. It's not, I think maybe there are garlic fries. We asked them to leave it off the last time. But you have like a whole pot of garlic, and it comes on a stand. And then there are some fresh oregano sprigs. Yes, it's quite a presentation. If you say, "Can I get some fries?" This is quite an event to get the fries at Mr. B's. So we were talking about that to the server, and then we got to talking about gumbo, because Mary Lee ordered gumbo, and the server told us that there are people who don't like the gumbo that come from out of town, and they feel that it tastes like it's burned.
I remember that.
It's
the roux. Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? The last time I had it, I had that same opinion. I had the same opinion. So maybe there are days when the roux goes just a little bit too long, and nobody knows it except somebody, you know, who is very extra discriminating or something. But I feel like that's a good gumbo, but I don't think it's the best one. I know it's your favorite, though, and a lot of people's favorite. So if you have a favorite gumbo out there, be it seafood or chicken andouille, it's easy to find a good chicken andouille.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not so easy to find a seafood gumbo out there at all. So I'm trying to think of a good one. I'm trying to think of a good one, and I'm coming up blank.
You know, that's one of the places that the gumbo shop, I think, does really well. Yeah, their gumbo, with a little bit of tomato in it, is the way they make it. The seafood, that's, I think, a terrific product, too, but it's very different from the chicken andouille gumbo that we're more accustomed to.
Well, that's everywhere. I mean, everybody's got a chicken andouille gumbo, but very few people. I mean, I would guess and I don't even think in a seafood restaurant you automatically can expect to see a seafood gumbo now. It's not that easy to find. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I'm going to. If we don't have any callers, I'm going to...
Take a short walk?
No.
No?
I'm going to tell a story, though.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about berries a little bit.
Berries.
Right. And I think it was Mark that said, if you are going to eat berries, you should eat them as close to where they live, to follow your words. And I think that's definitely good advice. I absolutely think that's definitely good advice. I like to pick blackberries, and we used to pick a lot more blackberries. And I find that the blackberries that we're getting in the store now, they're, first of all, they're enormous. And I think they come from South America. But I find that they're not, I don't like them as well as blackberries that you pick. Maybe because having picked them, the seeds get a little bit harder or something. But I find that I notice the seeds in the blackberries in the store a lot more than I do on the ones that you pick, unless they're small. But anyway, I've told this story before, so I apologize if you're hearing it again. And if you read my account of a trip that my daughter and I took in 2017 to England, you have probably seen the story. Did not stay at the Goring. But my favorite blackberry story, or my favorite berry ever, and I'm sure it was the context in which it was eaten, but we went to Anne Boleyn's childhood home just accident. Because we were driving along, and Mary Lee's always looking at things on the side of the road and looks them up on her phone, and then, you know, we'll say, that looks good, and I'll go, cross four lanes and get off. And that's exactly what we did this particular day at 95, yes. And so I like driving in Europe because it really suits my style.
Isn't that nice?
Anyway.
I'm sure we're all proud of you for that.
So we get off, and this Hever Castle is what it is right outside of London. And it turned out to be Anne Boleyn's childhood home. And we were in her bedroom. We were reading letters from Henry VIII.
Did she object to your being in her bedroom?
And we were walking outside in the garden. We were walking outside in the garden. And the gardens are just massive. And so we were walking in one of the gardens. We walked up the steps. And then I went past this path just to see what was behind this little path where you could go through. And we walked up there. And it was just this massive field of heather and blackberries, and there were blackberries behind fences, and they were busting out all over, and they were loaded down with blackberries, and we were just standing there grabbing blackberries and eating them. That was the most delicious blackberry ever, but again, because I'm sure it was in the context. Stephen, welcome.
Hey.
Hi.
What's on
Maybe
your list
one
today,
of the reasons
Stephen?
For the seafood hard to find seafood gumbo is the shrimp and seafood deteriorate very quickly. So even if they're only on the, you know, the heating pad for 2 hours at lunch, there's still that shrimp is going to become rubbery.
Don't you think that's why a lot of places who have good seafood gumbo will just cook the gumbo, and when it's ordered, put the shrimp in there?
Yes. Yeah, some of them do. I don't know what Chef Ron does, but I know out by the track, Lyuses. Mm-hmm. They put the shrimp in at the last minute.
Yeah. Is that a good gumbo, Stephen?
That is a good gumbo.
Okay.
Because
I have a friend who says they have a great burger. What?
Yeah, I go out there just for that gumbo. I don't know that I've really eaten much there other than their gumbo.
Wow, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Because it's like a $10 bowl of gumbo, so it's not a small bowl.
Yeah.
But
well, that's
also,
fair if it's a good portion.
Yeah. I went out to see Chef Duke today.
Oh,
you
yeah?
did?
What's he up to?
They've had to put new grease pits in and tearing up
concrete. That's the bane of the restaurant opener.
Getting contractors there and, you know, them making appointments and not showing up for appointments. And, it looks like you can throw the dining room together in a day or two, but he's had to completely redo the kitchen, which I don't think he'd planned to do. So now he told me he didn't expect to get open till the end of September instead of the 1st of September.
So how does it look? I mean, is it coming together at all?
Yeah, I mean, there were tables. I mean, I didn't go in the kitchen, but he told me I had to completely tear the kitchen out and start back over.
Oh, okay.
And he told me he just bought a $1,200 hood because the hood that was there was no good. So he, you know, spent $1,200 on a hood and trying to get it all together. But, I mean, the dining room has tables and chairs in it. And, you know, I would say the walls, it's time for a paint job. But, I mean, they were kind of presentable. If you hung, there were spots that they were sort of discolored, so, but if you hung a big picture over them, you could get away with it. But, you know, he's got time to get in
there. I'm
sure
he's going to do more of a renovation.
Walls and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he's too smart. I'm sure he's going to do more of a renovation than that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What else is on your list, Stephen? From your binder, your new spiral bound.
Yeah, my binder. Yeah. I didn't write anything today. I've been pulling weeds.
Did we bore you or something?
That was that mushroom. What about that? Or
did we bore you, Stephen, today?
No, you didn't. I mean, I've got the radio on, so I can hear everything. I just turned the radio up a little louder, and I've been pulling weeds in front of the house.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, now, we were talking about garlic bread.
I will say, and Chef Duke and I talked about this, and I've mentioned it before, I wish you all would, it's hard to find the HD radios. I looked for them. They didn't have them at Walmart. I went to Best Buy, and they had a place on the shelf that was marked, but none of the Best Buys, and she went into her computer, and none of the Best Buys in the metropolitan area had an HD radio in stock.
I know, it's very frustrating. And
they may have had a scheme for it at each of the locations, but there was no HD radios to be purchased.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
I
Best Buy, you would think, of all places, would have them.
Yeah.
Well,
Amazon.
And I mean, you know, well, I'm not computer literate, so you know, we're not talking Amazon. But, you know, it's, you know, some of us are still in the 19th century.
Oh, wow.
I know the feeling.
I don't know what to say about that, Stephen. What were you talking to Duke about? What was the consensus that you came to?
About what?
About this problem. You said you were talking to Duke about it or something.
Well, he agreed with me that your listenership, from what he listens to it, is mainly people in their car.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're on their cell phones. But most people that are home don't have an HD radio in their house.
Look, we're totally with you on this.
So, I mean, yes. You know, you gave car radios, 400 car radios away. Luckily, you know, I had HD radio in my car when I bought it.
Oh, so you did have it. Okay.
So I do. And that's why I sit outside the house and pick weeds and listen to you all.
Oh, no.
And water the plants and that
sort of
stuff.
Schedule your errands for this time, Stephen.
Yeah, or
well,
clean up the cat box.
Usually it's I'm coming home about this time. I've done my mm-hmm. I've gone to the gym and I've been to lunch and whatever. So usually I get home about 3:30 or so. So, you know, and so I sit in front of the house from 3:30 to 5.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
you all need to really talk to management and have them, you know, come up with, you know, buy some radios so people can listen at home, not just when they're in the car. I think you're losing a lot of listeners by them not having the radio at home.
I know it's
and you like restaurants. I mean, a lot of restaurants used to listen to you when you're on WWL. You know, they'd have it playing in the kitchen, and all the chefs and kitchen staff would listen to the show.
But now they don't have radios. I appreciate the commentary and everything.
Well, there's always anybody else talking to management, because we've done our part on that.
All right. Enough
of
that.
Well, hopefully they're listening today.
This is The Food Show, 105.3 FM, HD2. And we'd love to hear from you about where you've been eating, what you got planned for the, is it the weekend yet? Oh, no, tomorrow's the garbage day. It's getting to be, at my house, it's getting to be.
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday. Exactly right. And we've got, you know, all of this. And getting everybody who lives.
Does anyone else have to call their garbage provider every garbage day and say, why didn't you pick up my garbage? And then go into a long explanation of how the driver isn't sure if it's yours or theirs. Oh, it's ridiculous.
It really is.
It's quite an event here, Garbage Day.
Yeah, everything.
Anyway, the weekend is approaching.
Yeah, what's going to happen other than going out?
Sal is on the phone.
Sal is on the phone. Okay, we can find out from him.
Hi, Sal.
I've got a solution for the caller that just called in and was talking about the HD radio.
All right.
Most people have a smartphone, and most people have Bluetooth capability on their smartphone. They can pair it with one of the speaker systems that are out there, and you can go get a Bose or even a less expensive little speaker system, whether it's Alexa or the Google speaker system, and you pair your smartphone with that. You receive the show through the app of radio.com, and you can listen to it at your house, in your office, or wherever you are.
Now, Sal.
And that's my solution.
Did Steven sound like someone who was going to do all that? He said he's computer illiterate. So.
Look, this little speaker is cheaper than the HD radio. The HD radio is about, what, $30-$40? You can get a speaker that can give you great sound for about $20. He already probably has a smartphone, and all he's got to do is download radio.com app. And there he goes.
For
about half the amount of money.
Did you call about any food topics or just to give him advice?
Just to give him advice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I just got in my car. I just got in my vehicle. And I'm on my way home from work, so I didn't even hear what.
So you didn't hear any of the scintillating conversation that transpired before the HD2?
No, but I'll listen to it all between 5 and 7 on the repeat, though.
The Jonathan Lowe. All right.
All right.
The pink pencil.
Take care, Sal. Thank you for the advice for Stephen, who is definitely not going to listen to it.
Now, before we shuffle off too much farther here, do we have any sponsors that we need to ameliorate?
Nope.
Okay, so we're okay.
We lost Andrea yesterday, though. I wonder what happened with that.
Oh, sometimes he gets too busy for his own good.
Is that right?
He just runs off.
Well, we've killed another 2 hours about, you know, stuff. Never did find anyone to tell us where another great garlic bread besides Commander's Palace is. Oh, I should have asked Stephen if he mentioned that we're going to be looking for some garlic bread from him.
Vincent does really good.
He has a good garlic bread?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, garlic bread is easy to make, too. So
it certainly is.
And really nobody should be eating any kind of bread. But anyway, go ahead.
But you
we're going to be talking about that on Monday. Go ahead, what?
I forgot now. No, you got me from the wrong direction.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I hope everyone has a wonderful meal tonight and a wonderful evening, and I know that we will. So, great talking about food. Join us tomorrow, same time. Are you going to sign out, Tom?
And before we leave, I want you to know that this music that we play on our way out every day. You have any idea who that is?
And no.
It's what a great musician. Count Basie.
Ah, okay. WWL 105.3 HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.